USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only four votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The United States and Israel has announced a development plan that will provide humanitarian aid from contributing nations to civilians in Gaza. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the announcement in Tel Aviv yesterday, saying that it is critical that aid begins to arrive soon in Gaza. President Biden will be in Israel tomorrow to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Pentagon has informed 2,000 U.S. troops to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. The report comes as the United States sent a second carrier strike force group off the coast of Israel. The first carrier strike group arrived last week. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the carriers are meant to, quote, to deter hostile actions against Israel, end quote. The State Department says roughly 600 Americans remain in Gaza, not including American hostages. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage. A judge issued a gag order against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. The order prohibits all parties from making statements about counsel Democrat Jack Smith and his staff and potential witnesses. USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket line following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. Actors were demonstrating outside Disney Studios in Burbank, California yesterday. The actors want more money for streaming products and limited AI in the industry. The Senate Majority Leader wants Hamas wiped off the face of the earth.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor Monday, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel amidst the ongoing conflict with the Palestinian militant group. Schumer stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern for Congress. I'm John Schaefer.
Ford's chairman Bill Ford is calling for the United Auto Workers to make a deal and end the angry and bitter talks. Ford yesterday warned the ongoing strike by the UAW threatens the future of the company and the American automotive industry. Last week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The nationwide UAW strike against the big three automakers started on September 15th. Ford has laid off 930 employees since the strike began. General Motors, they've laid off 2,000 people. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.